Welcome everyone to another thing radio talk here. Wow, what a great weekend. Can't really describe. The boys played really well first off in Newcastle, and what a game we had in Newcastle. We were down 2-0. I thought maybe the first goal shouldn't have counted. They bulldozed our goalie and the puck rolled in and there was no call made, and obviously the referee saw it that way. So I told the boys, just keep your heads up, we got to keep battling, keep going. And you know what, we just kept plugging away, and we were very disciplined and followed the game plan to a T and executed really well, and just kept doing the little things and getting the puck behind their D, and having them go back and retrieve and finishing our checks. And it worked out really well. I mean, I think if it wasn't for their goalie the last two periods, the score would have been a lot worse. Calmy had about two or three great chances, and Silver and Coburn and Davies. I mean, we were getting chances. It was nonstop. And obviously, the one chance we might want to laugh about was Lee Mitchell there missing the open net when we had a 3-on-1, and we tried to set him up for a goal and hit the side of the goal. But you know what, those things happen. But great game in Newcastle. Boucher stood on his head, had a great game, and the boys played for 60 minutes, so it was a perfect match for us on the road, and another win on the road, which I think we had four all last season. So the wins are really starting to come here on the road, and I think we got three already and one overtime loss, so the guys are finding ways to get points on the road, which is big, because we know we can get points at home, and we know Hull could be a tough place to play for teams to come in. Sunday night, get the league leaders and the Belfast Giants came into town, and anytime you play a top team, you have to be on your game, and you can't make too many mistakes. They also make you pay the talent that those teams have up front. And even though you look at Belfast's back end, the four defensemen they had out there, probably four number ones in their lineup there. So their goaltender Murphy's been outstanding all season. Sunday night, last night there, he was unbelievable. He made some great saves for them and kept them in the game, especially in the second. I guess both ways, Boucher was making some big saves too. So it was a battle of the goalies, and after being down again 2-0, I mean, this team just didn't. We kind of got away from the game plan in a second. We started to try to beat people 1-on-1 at the blue line and drop passes and turning the puck over, and that's not our hockey club. Our team is to chip it by, go get it, battle in the corner, out grind them, cycle the puck. We're very strong that way. When we do that, it's when we start to try to beat people 1-on-1, we don't chip it. It causes turnovers, and against the big clubs like that, it's they wait for those turnovers, and their transition game is so good that they'll come back at you, and they will put it in the back of your net. There's so much talent. So once we got back to, after our little talk in the second period, to get back to what we were doing well in the first period, and to get back and chipping it behind their D and cycling and outworking them in the corners, it paid off. I mean, Matty Davis outworked a couple guys at the corner, made a great pass to Tandler, and when you give Jeremy that much time, it's going to be in the back of the net, and he scored another big goal again, and that was to get us going. And you need that. We needed that first one, and Jeremy got us going. The second goal was all about Silver, and I think Tandler again, I'll battle the guy in the corner, under a minute to go, pull the goalie, and Tandler all work, nice pass to Silver, and for some reason I was left all alone in front of the net, and I got a nice pass in front, and I got it by Murph, and to be honest, it was probably the best feeling we had in a long time, scoring that goal and knowing we're taking a point away from Belfast, and we had secured a point there. It was a massive point right there, and then we went into overtime, and I told the boys, said, "Look, we got to go for it. So we got a point. Let's try to win this. It's not going to shootout. Try to win the game. Play to win the game. Let's not sit back." And as you can tell by the shots, was 5-2. I think we just kept going and going at them, and finally Silver just ended up flipping over Murph, and beautiful goal. And again, hard work. He held battle a couple guys out of the corner and beat them to the net and flipped it over Murph. So it was a great team win. Great weekend, great team effort. Our D, they were solid this weekend. Avars had a great weekend. Sladek played the way he can play, being physical and mean. Reader out battled guys this weekend. Had a, you know, overall Dooley, you know, he plays the same every weekend, and you know, I thought that the guys did a great job, and we executed really well over the weekend, and now we got to focus on Friday and get ready for Cardiff, and we know we need to play for 60 minutes, so that's what we talk about in the dressing room, is play for 60 minutes, and we did that for 120 minutes this weekend, and it was great to see. So I hope you enjoyed the weekend. Great weekend for the Stingrays, and hopefully we'll keep it going here and keep plugging away. Thanks.